Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started. Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. Normally, I'm here with my co-host, but I'm here by myself today. Just wanted to jump on and, you know, do something different for Mother's Day, coming from a mother's standpoint. I know every year you see things on social media, television, you listen to it on podcasts and radios and different things that people say, you know, happy Mother's Day to the mothers. We always do all this special stuff on Mother's Day, but we all know Mother's Day is beyond one day. And it's, more so every day, 365, 24 hours a day. So we know that already. That's a given. That doesn't have to be said, but I just wanted to come on and, talk about the healing process, the mental part of being a woman, being a mother, and being all these things. So, mom, M-O-M. What is that? What does mom stand for? We have our own, definitions. Everyone, there's thousands and thousands of definitions and everyone's opinion of what a mom is. But for me, a mom stands for, she's a manager of minds. She's mental obstacles managed. She's a master of minds. She's a mirror of me, which is a mirror of herself. So there are different ways that you could go about what a mom is. But at the same time, we have to remember before this person became a mom, she was an individual. She was herself. So whatever that looks like to you, it is what it is. So sometimes we don't recognize who that person is. And then we start bringing children into the world. This is where we have, unhealthy family dynamics and we have burnout and things like that in, families and relationships and things. So I want to touch on that part for a minute. Like who she was before she became a mom and if she was healed and if she went through trauma and, things like that. We all know mothers wear several hats. They're doctors, therapists, chefs, maids, secretaries, teachers, managers, all these things. We all know that because if you're not a mom, you had a mom, whether it was might not have been the most healthy situation, whatever the case is, a grandmom, whoever, we all saw these women multitask and wear several hats. I'm not talking about maybe the situations where you didn't have a mother or you grew up without a mother. Just generically, I'm speaking of what a mom does or what a mom is. And in addition to all of that, we have to be wives, career people, etc., friends, just everything. And then with all of that, when, piled on top of everything else, it's like, when do you have time for yourself? So that's what brings me to the point of there's no perfect case, there's no perfect family, but the point that I'm trying to make is if she doesn't heal who she is as a woman, as a person, as an individual, before she starts to have children and a family, this is where some unhealthy dynamics, this is how they become. And it's very important for a woman to recognize who she is in a situation. And most of this is transparent. Most of this is who I am as a person. So sometimes in order to, you know, to get your point across, you have to be transparent in your testimony and your story. And maybe your testimony and your story reaches other people, because I know I'm not the only one, but I only can speak for myself. I don't want to really speak for other women's testimonies, because that's their testimony to tell. But, and it might have been in the privacy of our conversation, but I have, this is not just a generic thing. This is a worldwide thing that women go through. There are lots of women that go through lots of things. And I know it's not just me, but I'm willing to put my testimony on the line in order to maybe bring awareness to other women that, you know, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. And in any of this, not beyond family, beyond your husband, beyond your significant other, beyond friends, sometimes you have to know that you're just not the only woman going through certain things. So in the scheme of it all, most of the time, we don't even have enough time to just even get to know who we are. Like who we are. For instance, myself, I'm very transparent on here. I've told my story lots and lots of times. And I am an abuse survivor. I'm a teenage mother. When I say, I want to clarify, when I say that I grew up without parents, it's not in the physical form. It means in the emotional form, you know, what I needed as a child to grow into a, you know, a teenager, a young woman, a woman, I didn't have. I had a physical mother that was there, but she only did the best that she could do with what she had. And I didn't, of course, we don't see that at the time when we're children and teenagers and things like that. But as a grown woman now, who has taken her life back, who has decided to live in a way that is more healthy for myself and my children and my grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and so on and so forth. It took me a while to get here because I didn't have the tools that I needed as a child. So, yes, I had a mother in a physical form, but I didn't have her in an emotional form, in a teacher form, or anything like that, because, again, she did the best she could do with what she had, and I see that now, and I acknowledge it now. So I get all of that. Yes, I'm a fatherless child. I didn't have a father there. So I basically had to raise myself the best way that I could. I did have other family members, you know, aunties and things like that, and a grandmother that was very present in my life. But at the same time, people are misconstruing when I say I raised myself, meaning emotionally and, you know, giving myself what I needed to get by, I did. I don't want to get into why or how or I thought this or I didn't know that or, you know, why didn't you say anything? All of that is irrelevant. Sometimes to get to a point a heal to get through a healing process, you have to go through the bad stuff. You have to acknowledge it. You have to figure it out. You have to forgive it, and you have to move on. So when I talk about it, it's not that I'm talking about it because I'm still in this place where I need answers or I'm holding grudges against people or it's a problem. That's not it. Sometimes in order to get to one place, you have to go through one place to get to another place. So this is the reason why things that I say, but I just want to clarify and say the bottom line is it happened. It was the past. I've healed from it. I'm a different person. I'm a better woman for it. And that's it. It's nothing against anybody or anything. The facts are facts. Sometimes people sit around and they take personal things that you say and they think that you're judging or you have animosity or thing. It's not that. Facts are facts. It doesn't matter, you know, how you look at it, how you try to dice it, who you try to blame, who, you know, putting your guard up, trying to defend yourself or someone else. Facts are facts, and the facts are what they are. Now, what you do with those facts has nothing to do with me. You can take those facts and you can make it seem like it's being twisted and turned and all that kind of stuff. Or you could take those facts and just be like, oh, okay, I understand. But facts are facts. Facts aren't judgments. Facts aren't personal opinions. Facts aren't anything but what they are. Now, unless there are lies in the facts or things like that or something that you don't understand, the best thing to do is to have a conversation with that person to try to understand. Instead of thinking that it's personal or something like that. And this is where we go wrong as adults, as humans. We don't have good communication skills and we don't know how to communicate with people because we have our own perceptions of reality and we're scared of the unknown. So we don't want to open up doors. We don't want to open up conversations. We don't want to talk to the person about anything. We just want to take judgment, put our guards up and protect ourselves because it hurts and it's different. But in order to get past something, you have to go through it. And everybody's not that strong. Everybody's not built that way. Everybody doesn't have the trampoline effect. Everybody doesn't know how to fall down and bounce back up. And that's okay. But I'm just clearing up when I say that I didn't have parents. And that's just a fact. So basically, with all that being said, along with all the obstacles of, you know, teenage parenthood, abuse, childhood traumas, and all those things, this is what happened. These are things that happen. So fast forward when you become an adult, these traumas cause PTSD, CPTSD, depression, anxiety, emotional detachment, you'll have a, you know, wounded inner child and just all these things. So basically I've been transparent about this CPTSD I have, which is just, like PTSD is trauma, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome. And CPTSD is just when you have a series of trauma that cause PTSD, which it causes memory loss, it causes depression, it causes, you know, anxiety. So these are a lot of things that women may go through and don't realize or understand what they're going through. So a lot of times if you went through abuse, a lot of abuse, if you went through, you know, if you were maybe raped, if you were sexually assaulted by a family member, if you were physically assaulted, if you were emotionally, verbally assaulted, just anything. All these things are a series of events that can cause post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder is just not from war or men or anything like that. And we do have an episode up about CPTSD and PTSD. And some women may have it and don't even know that they have it. So when you have all these things, all these childhood traumas, teenage traumas, and you don't deal with them, you can become a woman, an adult that has anxiety, depression, emotional detachment, and things like that. Which may cause you to be toxic in all your relationships, your friendships, your familyships, your co-workerships, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes, like with myself, you may know that something is wrong. You may know that you have anger issues. You may know that you never forgive. You may know that you hold on to things. You may know that you'll sit and nurture trauma and anger and all these things like it's a child, and you just won't let it go. You may not understand what forgiveness means. You may think forgiveness means it's for the other person, and you don't understand that it's for you. It took me years. It took me years to understand who forgiveness was for. I felt like if I forgive you, that means you're getting away with it. It took me years. And once I learned what forgiveness was, my life changed drastically and completely. It's a spirit. It's a feeling. You can, even if you Googled it and looked it up, there's no clear definition of what it is. All you're going to get is this vague thing about it's not for the other person. It's for you. You can listen to church. You can listen to pastors say the same thing, but it truly is a feeling. It's a spirit. It's something that you will have to experience to understand what it is. And once you do, and once you meditate on it, and once you practice it, you will forever, for the rest of your life, forgive. You will. So when you have all of those things piled into one, piled into this one person, piled into this one woman, because this is what we're talking about. We're talking about women. This is the person that has now decided to have a child. This is the person that has now decided to have a family, whether it's get married, whether it's not to be married, whatever the case is. I'm just talking about having a child. I'm not talking about the dynamic into which you're bringing the child into the world, because, of course, that would be another layer piled on top of all these other layers that we have before the child even gets here. So without having to get too far deep into it, all these layers piled on before the child even gets here, you can imagine what possibly the child is going to go through. Because I haven't talked about any healing yet. I've just talked about all the things that will cause a woman to have to think to herself, maybe I need to go on some type of journey to heal. Whatever that looks like for you. I'm not going to get into all that either. Healing looks totally different for everybody. I just look at it as, bottom line, healing is when you invest in yourself, when you pour into yourself, when you decide to be different for yourself, when you see you for who you are and you love yourself enough to know that you can be great and that you are worthy and that you deserve and that you will, by all means necessary, protect yourself and your peace. That's what healing is. Healing is detoxifying. Healing means to shed all those layers that I just mentioned that are piled up, to start to go one by one by one and heal them and shed them and get rid of them and deal with them in a healthy way so you can be a better MOM. I'm not talking about wife right now. I'm not talking about partner. I'm not talking about anything. I'm talking about MOM. That's what healing is. It's a detoxifying practice in order for you to be the best healthy version of you that you can be. And when you're in all these ships, I call them ships, relationships, family ships, co-work, all those things, friendships, and you're not your best self, it causes damage. So again, healing is detoxifying. So after investing and pouring into people, it's like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul with your emotions, because you're not fully invested in pouring into yourself. You're pouring and investing into everybody else. So you have to like rob Peter to pay Paul with your emotions. Like, you know, I was a low income teenage mother. Like, I didn't single mother. Like, I didn't have money. I mean, I always worked, but let's face it. Back then, minimum wage, I think my first job at 14, I was making what, $3.85 an hour. And I had a child. So at the end of the day, I was poor. Let's just put it like that. I did the best I can do with what I had, but I was poor. So once you're, you know, investing in everybody else and, you know, you robbing Peter to pay Paul. So single moms know what I'm talking about. Even maybe married couples, you know, married, the money might not be there. Husband might not be working and it's hard. And you have to rob Peter to pay Paul. So you have to say, okay, the phone bill is due on the 31st. But the water bill is due on the 19th. So I'm going to be late for the phone bill and I'll pay it next month on the 31st so I could pay the water bill so they don't cut it off. But then I have enough money left over so I can buy some food, get some gas so I can go to work. That's robbing Peter to pay Paul. So when you invest in poor into people and not invest in poor into yourself, you're going to always be robbing Peter to pay Paul with your emotions for yourself. Okay, my friend needs this, needs that emotionally. My kids need this, need that emotionally. Then I have my husband or my significant other that needs this, need that emotionally. But then I still have to, and then I still have to, and then I still have to. So it's like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul with your emotions because you're trying to figure out how to divvy up your emotions. But guess what? You haven't even given yourself any. You weren't anywhere in that scenario of then I have to, then I have to, then I have to. It was always about someone else. So that's when you also get into the quicksand part of your life, the part of your life where you're forever sinking and you feel like that there is no way out. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel like you can't move because if you move, you will sink. And there's a possibility that you will not be able to breathe forever, which is depression, deep depression, post-traumatic, you know, not post-traumatic. The postpartum, depression. The anxiety, bipolar, and all these different things. When you can't breathe, the severe anxiety. You're in the quicksand part of your life and you can't breathe. But you have a family now. You have children. Because now you have piled that on top of all these other layers of things that I just discussed. Now you can't breathe. Now you're in the quicksand part of your life. So fast forward into finding yourself. Now you find yourself in the middle of overwhelmed, overworked, overstimulated, and over it. What do you do now? But you have children now. I'm not talking about being a wife. I'm not talking about anything else. You have children now. M-O-M. The master of minds. The mirror of me. What do you do now? What do you do now? If it were your children, you would make them fight back. We all know that. If it was our children and someone was hurting them or something was going on, the first thing we would do as a mom is make them fight back. Why is it that we can't pour that same thing into ourselves when it comes to us? Why? So basically, all I'm saying is mom is more than what social media says, what TV says, what the radio says, what all these things say. I'm sure there are people out there, therapists, licensed people that, you know, that will dive deeper into it. But to be on a transparent level, on an easy level, MOM is more than showing up to the PTA meeting, making cupcakes for the bake sale, helping with the lemonade stand, taking you to your play dates, driving you to all your sports events, you and your friends, having sleepovers. Mom is much more than that because before she became mom, She was a individual who had all these layers upon layers of things that she hasn't healed yet, that she hasn't decided to detoxify. So let's all just remember the next time we see mom, and the next time we remember mom, always remember that mom was someone else before she became mom. And to all the moms, I want to challenge you to say, I'm going to invest and pour into myself. I'm going to learn who I am. I'm going to decide to detoxify and heal whatever part of me and whatever it looks like to you. Healing doesn't have to be this long drawn. It is, it is. It's a long road that is a lifestyle change. It's not something that you do, then it's over. It's a lifestyle change, and you always have to make the necessary adjustments as life changes and as life goes on and as the years go on. You can't do the same thing you did 5 years ago today, far as your healing process. You have to make the necessary adjustments because there are different environmental elements that change. So, of course, we have to change with them. So, yes, healing is a lifestyle change. And we do have an episode called The Dark Road to Healing, what people don't talk about when it comes to the healing. They talk about the other side, the good side, where the light is. They don't talk about what you had to go through to get there and continuously go through. But you can start somewhere. I always recommend start by journaling. And that may lead you to something else that will lead you into something else. But I do challenge you to try to become the best version of you that you can be. And the only way that that will happen is to learn who you are as a person. Not as a mom, as a person. Who are you as a woman? Do you love that person? Is that person healthy, unhealthy? Is that person toxic in all their ships to their children in their home? Because there are things that aren't dealt with. So I challenge you to become the best you that you can be. And trust the process of you. Trust the process. Sometimes before we forgive anybody else, we have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves for all those layers that I named in the beginning. Forgive yourself. It's over. You're starting a new chapter, a new season. This is your new season. Forgive yourself for all those layers. Let it go. And become the best you that you can be. Trust the process of you. Trust the process of you, the pathway to the process. And in conclusion, my definition of MOM is the master of myself. So family, I want to thank you for listening. I just wanted to jump on and, just say that about moms and Mother's Day, and to be, fully transparent, because I know someone out there understands what I'm saying, and someone out there has been through what I've been through and more. It's not about unhealthiness and trauma. It's not like trading baseball cards. That's what I like to say. It's not about tit for tat, your trauma against mine. We're all women of all colors and sizes and races and denominations and all those things. But the one thing we do have in common is that multiple hat factor and putting ourselves last. And that is a fact. So with everything else, I just challenge every mom to be the master of myself, whatever it looks like for you. So family, thank you for letting me into your lives on this Mother's Day. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. My mother has been deceased for quite some time now. But happy heavily Mother's Day, Mom. And as always, talk to you soon. Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app on Mondays at 12 p.m. Just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678. And also Lounge 21 at 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at Lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles, and we would love to hear from you, or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com, and don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.